Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm deep into an officiating thread. Would you care to know?
Check, please. I got a thing. I gotta go.
You don't want to know this?
I know. What's going on? Officiating thread.
Russell Clay is the author of this thread analyzing officiating data. His site apparently is Fantasy Guru. And he says, this is from NFLpenalties.com. There's a lot of, we have to cite all the sources here.
What a fierce battle it was for that domain name.
Illegal shift penalties are way up. 60 in the entire season last year. 12 already. 1.29 yards per game is double last year for illegal shifts. Illegal formation, the one that
the lineman
tipped the Ravens
wrong.
Over in the right. opener, 80 illegal formation penalties were accepted in all of last season, 33 this year in not even 2 weeks. 1.01 yards per game last year, 3.52, more than triple. Yards per game so far this year. The phrase you want here is points of emphasis. Illegal shift.
Yeah.
Illegal formation. Roughing the passer is up, though. So is defensive pass interference. Offensive holding. 718 offensive holding penalties last year. Tied for my 718 favorite moments of the NFL season last year, where each one of those holding penalties equally. 98 so far this year. Last year, that's 19.57 yards per game. This year, it's over 27. Illegal formation is up dramatically. Illegal shift up dramatically. Offensive holding up dramatically. False starts are up, not as dramatically.
I'm sure you will. Keep track of this person's website and revisit this in a month. Because I'll bet a lot. Yes, point of emphasis. We hear that. You know what usually happens with point of emphasis? They stop emphasizing the point.
Yes.
They make the point. They annoy us. And then the rest of the year we go, hey, wasn't that that thing they were calling in September? They're not calling anymore. Why? You know, when it hurts us, when it's to our benefit, we, of course, ignore it. Because that's what we do with officiating. But I'll bet a lot of that is preseason.
Yes.
It's going to be another thing that will contribute to, again, I think a pretty vigorous conversation, maybe a vigorous debate about how to handle the preseason, because there have been a lot of teams that have started sloppy, and the penalties are a part of it. Bill's got that buttoned up week two. I mean, one penalty, I think, in the Miami game after, what, nine against Arizona?
Mm-hmm. So, four false starts.
Yeah, right. So I think, you know, there's a crispness factor there, and teams, you know, not to prepare an argument that's 9 months off, if it even happens at all, but yes, there's rust, yes, you've got sloppy play, but you also, you know, have a lot of your important guys not hurt, you know, if you don't play them in the preseason. So there's always going to be a give and a take there, and I don't know. I'll live with the penalties or some sloppy play in the first few weeks if it means I've at least got, you know, my quarterback is healthy and he's playing for me. I think I can live with it. But, you know, you might want to, you know, if you're 1-1 or 0-2 and you feel like you're behind it and you're missing out on reps that could turn that around for you, you think, then maybe you handle it differently next year.
This is a tough area for me because some of these, like, illegal shift, illegal formation kind of stuff, I do want to have the NFL. I do want football to be pretty strict with that. You know, like, Mahomes flipped out last year when Kadarius Toney was lined up offside on that play against the Bills. Well, he was. You know, I think those kinds of things should be enforced. However, illegal formation, that seemed pretty ticky-tack, the Ravens ones, in the opener. The season is starting. They want you legal. And even if it's a matter of inches, as the season starts, they are throwing those flags. I mean, certainly that night, no coincidence, the first drive of the season, the NFL is hitting you in the face with, nope, sorry, we did just call this on you twice. We know this is an entertainment product. We're calling it again because we think it was illegal formation again. So there, I think the preseason point is valid. But I think this has to also be the league, the point of emphasis point. Like, they're trying to fix certain areas. Now, those are one kind of penalty. How you lined up, that pre-snap motion, there's so much more of that. I saw a few plays yesterday where the guy in motion is headed toward the line of scrimmage at the snap. That's supposed to be illegal motion or procedure,
yeah.
And that wasn't always called.
Teams are really walking the line on that. They are like, that's one of those things where I think they're almost daring the officials. Go ahead, throw it every time. Because if you use that, like, my, you know, to really, it's a valuable asset to have. You get that just a little bit of a head start. And I think it's hard to discern for the official, like, exactly, you know, is he parallel still? Is he turned up? You know, it's almost a matter of opinion if you're just looking at it live as it happens. So, you know, that much doubt can be all you need to keep the flag in your pocket.
Holding is another one, though. Like, these kinds of formation lineup penalties are one thing. Holding, that's one where I don't think there needs to be as many holding penalties. But I still end up as somebody who wants the rules enforced. And I've always had, you know, an objection to the old, like, it's an Al Michaels complaint, if not other announcers, that too many penalties is necessarily a problem because there should be rules, you know? And just because all the penalties are on you doesn't make the refs wrong. Just because there are too many, quote, too many called in a game doesn't make the refs wrong. There are limits to that, though. We know that in basketball, they're not going to call every contact and have that be a foul, and everybody's fouled out of the game by the second quarter. Like, we know there, right, there are limits to these things. Is there holding on every play, or isn't there? So that's the balance. Russell Clay, to wrap up this thread, he's the one who's pointing out all these stats, how many penalties are, like, way up. He points out a few that are not. so far this year, including defensive holding. But his conclusion, the preseason point you made, increased focus on penalties from refs, and so many young quarterbacks who are just, I mean, they're kind of trying out on the fly. Look at how many that really is. And you have Chicago and I guess Washington to an extent this year so far. Denver, it doesn't look great.
No, it's
Indianapolis.
It's going pretty poorly.
Really. Not a rookie, but still. Carolina, he's already benched. That's five. Aaron Rodgers, I've met older people than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But that's been uneven so far.
Levis is still pretty young.
Levis is perfect.
Year two there.
That's right.
Yeah, there's more.
Green Bay.
Yeah, more. There's a lot. There certainly is. Yeah. Yeah, either guy for Green Bay really right qualifies, I think.
Yeah, Willis definitely yesterday would. I don't know what his stats in this area were. But, yeah, I mean, we kind of – that's a quarter of the league about. Tom is next. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I was just – you kind of just even took a little bit of the thunder. I was just kind of thinking you were talking about all these offensive penalties. It seems like every one of the penalties is up is all associated with the offense and kind of decreasing a lot of what we usually see. I know I've seen some stats going around today on the X machine of the amount of the lack of passing touchdowns through 2 weeks versus prior years, which is interesting. But then it seems like in combination, when you look at both that as well as now they're calling more penalties on the offense, but also at the same time less penalties, like you're saying, on defensive holding, and that may be quarterback related. But when you have more offensive penalties, fewer defensive penalties, I mean, it makes sense why we're seeing this shift, I guess I'll say, that we're seeing less impact through the passing game.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Thanks, Tom. I don't know if scoring is down.
I don't either. I have not seen that. I've seen specifics on, yes, the passing touchdowns way down.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
year was like way down from the previous few years when sort of like Allen and Mahomes like sort of started running roughshod over the league. And so last year was a big dip, and it's even down by, I think, 20 or more from last year to this year. I saw Mina Kimes, and I'm trying to find it, earlier today, just a little while ago during our show, I saw like the percentage of defenses through 2 weeks, minus one more game that happens tonight between Philly and Atlanta, two deep looks is like, it was maybe 30% last year. It's like 68 or so. It's almost double.
Right.
I mean, teams are just that. That's how they're playing it. Like the league has, it seems, reached somewhat of a consensus on we're just going to do this. And you go ahead. You want a 12-play, 7-minute drive? Good luck not making a mistake that gives us an advantage.
Especially if we're calling every little illegal everything penalties. Last 3 years, average points per team per game. 2021 was 23 points. Following year, 21.9. That's a dip. Last year, 21.8. So far this year, 21.4. So it's down
subtly.
It's a little bit. It's a little tiny bit more than a little tiny bit. Another half a point per game per team is, I think, probably statistically significant enough to care about. I mentioned Denver. Bo Nix on the list of young quarterbacks. Do you know that he made history yesterday?
I did not know that.
Another part, and it's never to be ignored, of this shift in football that we've seen so dramatically so far this year is quarterback rushing. Rushing is doing more, but it's not running backs doing more. It's quarterbacks adding to what running backs traditionally were doing. And half the league have guys, not to the extent of Allen or Lamar Jackson in all cases, but I mean, maybe half the league have running threats to varying degrees at the quarterback position. Bo Nix, you might think this could be Jaden Daniels or somebody else, but it's Nix who became the only quarterback since 1950 to lead his team in rushing each of their first two games.
And what are those? No, those numbers have to be pretty low, right? He hasn't gotten over 50 yards in either game, has he?
You know, I'm going to try to find out for you.
Man.
Let's see. Bo Nix against Seattle. He ran for 35. Yesterday, he ran for 25, and that led the Broncos.
Okay, Sean Payton, offensive guru.
Javonte Williams, 11 for 17.
I mean, it's supposed to be more of a passing, you know, gig here, Sean Payton, but still.
Six points.
That is bad. Yeah.
We didn't talk about that game very much today. Pittsburgh, was it 13-7? Maybe it was the final score of that game. 13-6, 13-7?
I've got it here.
13-6.
Yeah, you beat me. Sorry. Yeah.
Two field goals by the Broncos. One, okay, well, get it to one score and hope under 2 minutes left. Justin Fields, 2-0. Speaking of
QB wins,
historical achievement, Pittsburgh became, I mean, all of this kind of all points to the same stuff, just what is going on. Pittsburgh became one of five teams ever to start 2-0 with only one touchdown in the two games combined. Two teams from the 1920s did it. A Lions team from around 2000 did it. And the 88 Bills.
Nice.
So the 88 Bills, Thurman's a rookie. We just talked about them for some reason last week. 88 Bills beat Minnesota in week one, like 13-10. Thurman might have scored, actually. I don't remember. But they one touchdown.
Okay.
The next week, they beat Miami 9-6 on field goals. Norwood. So the 88 Bills, this Steelers team, one random Lions team, and two teams from the 1920s. Five teams in history to start 2-0 with one touchdown.
You better watch out. People are going to stop watching.
Oh. This plus Taylor Swift, it's over for the NFL.
You're doomed. You hear me? Doomed.
This is not even, by the way, one offensive touchdown. This is one touchdown.
Right, just period.
Period.
Wow. Well, that bubble's got to burst on Pittsburgh, he said, for the millionth time in the last 20 years.
Do you know who scored it for the Steelers? It was yesterday. You did not start him in fantasy, but he's definitely had a moment on this show
afar. I saw one highlight from this game. Honestly, one, and it was the we talked about it earlier. Fields scrambling, dropped a dime like 50 yards downfield, called back on a penalty. That's the only thing I saw from that game. So, no, I do not. I did, you know, I ran through all the boxes, but I did not make a note of who scored Pittsburgh's only touchdown.
Darnell Washington.
Wow, the big tight end from Georgia.
Arthur Smith working his magic.
Yeah.
Not Najee, not Jalen Warren, not Pickens, not Fields running, not Freiermuth.
Freiermuth, right.
Darnell Washington. We had a dalliance with Darnell Washington last year's combine.
Arthur Smith has the touch. Knows exactly how to get the wrong guy to score for
how to ruin you. Right. He knows exactly how to put you on tilt. Right. In that game, Steelers 13, Denver 6. Bo Nix leads the Broncos with 25 yards rushing. Fields throws for 117, one touchdown combined. Penalties, 19 penalties for 202 yards. Combined.
This is
the product.
This is not that is a lousy product, is what that is.
That is a lousy product.
That is not a product I want to watch.
I am not interested in this product.
I really hope tonight's game delivers much more than that.
Well, you know, eventually it will have to happen because the league will make sure of it. If everybody this week, say this game is a mess, Atlanta.
Could be a mess.
If this game is a mess, and even Philadelphia is capable of that, this is what everybody will talk about all week. It's like, what happened to the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is throwing 5 yards a pass. Allen's throwing for 130.
Penalties are up.
Penalties are way up.
Not going great. Passing is way down. Yep. Well, maybe the points of emphasis will. That's what I mean. Like, the points of emphasis, you put them over there. Let's not emphasize the points anymore. We need to emphasize points, touchdown points, not points of emphasis like, you know, ticky-tacky lineup.
It could have been worse yesterday, but you had Jefferson for 97 yards on one play. You had Lamb. That was not going to be a touchdown. Both of those were like shouldn't have been touchdowns. Lamb is, what is that, a 30-yard pass at the most, and then he just slips away and goes all the way. Shaheed, I mean, that's more traditional.
Yeah, that was right over the top. Yeah.
But even like those, I mean, Jefferson, it's a long throw. It's a 50-yard throw. But he has to, did you see it?
Like, yeah, he did a great job.
He did a great job.
Cutting back and yeah. He
didn't have to be a touchdown.
Right. He worked. He made it a touchdown.
It was Naylor, I think, who is kind of stepping up with Addison hurt. That if you see that play, he gets all the way there and walls off the last guy at the goal line. Like, there's still a chance without that player's effort that the Niners guy dives and takes out Jefferson. But great job by the other guy to get all the way down the field. Doesn't get any points for it.
Maybe get a game ball.
Yeah, maybe. They're 2-0.
Yep.
Minnesota.
Sam Darnold, everyone.
Darnold, mm-hmm. Kind of promising, right?
Yep. Funny, get with a creative play caller, play designer, and have some structure, and hey, what do you know?
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's not terrible.
Well, he might be, though. He might still be.
Long way to go.
He's had the Carolina year, he's had a couple other times in his career where he did really well at the beginning of the season, and then it fell apart on him.
Yeah.
So I kind of hope he keeps it up.
It feels like this is, well, he was in San Francisco, but not to play, really. Yeah. He was bright glass in case of emergency guy, really, there. But, this has got to be the best opportunity he's had with a coach, right, that has.
I think so.
Because Carolina, I mean, that's just a wasteland while he was there. Again, San Francisco, he really wasn't there for that. You know, he got some garbage time at some point last year. I remember him coming into a game going, who's this guy with the beard? Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold's on the 49ers. I remember now. So, like, and he had Adam Gase and Todd Bowles and just, ugh. I mean, he's had a lousy run of coaches.
Yep. Football Monday on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. On Mondays during the football season, we talk with Eric Wood. Maybe you missed that. We'll have our conversation with Eric right after this. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.